Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Vav. We are holding on daf Nun Hey Amid Beis at the Mishnah on Nun Hey Amid Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisha Venuman, Lizchusar for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frimit Freda, as well as for Sarah Freda Bas Chaya. They should both have for Shalema B'soch Shar Cholei Yisrael. We are holding at the Mishnah, as we said, on the bottom of daf Nun Hey Amid Beis. The Mishnah is going to speak about a megadef. We have a very difficult situation in judging a megadef because we have to be meyid about what the megadef said, what the person who cursed the Ribbono Shel Olam said, but we don't want to actually have to constantly repeat curses of the Ribbono Shel Olam in Beis Din. So the Mishnah discusses how we deal with that in a delicate way. The Gemara is then going to discuss the phrase nokev shame, how we know that the word nokev is a lashon of klala as opposed to being a lashon of piercing, or a lashon of expressing. How are we so certain that it's a lashon of klala? The Gemara is then going to describe the difference between the halacha of a Yisrael and the halacha of a Ben Noach who curses a Shem Hashem, whether there is a difference and what the differences are in halacha. And then at the very bottom of the page, we're going to have the famous brisa that reports to us what exactly are the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. It's going to enumerate the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, and we're going to have four possible additional mitzvos b'nei Noach that aren't listed in the Braisa. The Gemara is then going to discuss whether a guy is punished for making an Avodah Zarah that he didn't actually worship, just for forming the Avodah Zarah itself. The Gemara is then going to have four ways to explain how it's possible to list dinim amongst the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach when we also list dinim as one of the things that we were nitztava in Mara. So if it only, what exactly happened in Mara if we were already chayiv midinei B'nei Noach? And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to talk about which mitzvos were already applicable to Adam Arishon. Forget about Noach, already back in the days of Adam Arishon. Was it one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, three mitzvahs? We're going to have different possibilities of which, or seven mitzvahs potentially, which mitzvahs were nogea to Adam Rishon. So let's begin with the Mishnah on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Megadef Einu Chayiv Ad Sheyefarish Hashem. Someone who's Megadef is only Chayiv if he explicitly states the Shem Hashem. Amar Reb Shua ben Charcha, B'chol Yom Danin Es Ha'edim B'kinui Yake Yosi Es Yosi. Each day of the case, when the Edim have to come and they have to report what they said, what they saw, what they heard, they have to say, instead of saying the actual Shem Hashem, they use a kinoi, they use a remez, a nickname, they use the name Yosi. They say Yaka Yosi as Yosi is what the fellow said, even though in place of Yosi was really the Shem Hashem. But Nigmar Adin, once we have a Gemar Adin, Lo Horgin Bikinoi, we can't kill the person until we've actually heard testimony of what he actually said. We can't kill a person based on testimony of a kinoi that he might have said, of a kinoi that's been reported. Elamotzin Kol Adam Lachutz, what we have to do is we have to empty out the court room so that people shouldn't have to suffer through hearing, or the Shem Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam shouldn't have to suffer the indignity of so many people hearing a curse of the Shem Hashem. So everyone goes out, Shovelin is Hagadol Shebinei, and they ask the Gadol of the Edim, Va'omerlo Emor Ma Sheshamata Beferish, and we say, okay, now tell us what you actually heard, and say it the way you heard it. Vu Omer, and he says what he actually heard. Va'adayanim Omdim Al Ragayim Al Raglayan Ve'Korin Ve'Loma Achim. The Dayanim then stand up, they tear their clothing, and they never sew up that tear. Vasheni Omer Afani Kamohu, Vashlishi Omer Afani Kamohu. And then the second aid would say, and I heard the same thing. And the third aid, if there is a third aid, would say, Afani Kamohu. We mentioned third aid over here, even though there obviously doesn't have to be a third aid to align with the sheet of Rabbi Kiva that Torah says, Shnayim Oshlosha Eidim, because you can't make the cut into Eid Zomim, Achi Azimu as Kulam, or Nimsa Echad Meim Karav Apostle, that they're all Apostle. So if it's a third aid, we have to have him be involved as well. And that's a Chiddush. You would think you don't want more people saying over a curse of Hashem. So don't leave the third aid out of it. We already have enough with two Eidim. But no, since we have these halachas that apply to a group of Eidim, and we need the entire group to be in it together, we are even going to have the third aid. Now, it's interesting that the Mishnah even uses the term Megadef. Why not used the direct term mekalel. The Ran writes, Lashon Megadif is not the Lashon HaTorah. The Torah says, Ishki Yekalel Elokav. That's the pasuk in Vayikra Chav Dalit. But the Torah uses, the Torah says, Megadif is Chayiv Karis. Pasuk says, Bamidbar Tesos, Es Hashemu Megadif V'nichrisa. But that's Machlokas and Meseches Krisus, what that's about. Are we talking about an Ovid Avod Zara or a Mevarich Es Hashem? So our Mishnah assumes Megadif is Mevarich Es Hashem, which happens to be the sheet of the Chachamim in Meseches Krisus Dav Zayin. Why do we use the term Megadif? Because even when reporting the halacha, we don't like having to say it so explicitly and so directly, says the Ran. It's not proper to say Mekalel, to say that someone's cursing the Shem Hashem. So we use a term that could mean something else also, even though over here it obviously means Mekalel. That's how the Ran explains. Now it is interesting that of all the kinuyim, you know, we could have any remez, any kinuy to describe the Shem Hashem through the process of the court case until we get to that last day, but our Mishnah uses the term Yosi. Why Yosi? What made the Mishnah choose the term Yosi? So Rashi writes that the Mishnah says Dafka Yosi because it has four osios, and therefore it's like the Shema Mephoresh that also has four osios. And also, Yosi is Begematria Elokim. So Tosyantiv explains that that's actually a halacha that the Mishnah is teaching us by giving us a shame that refers not only to the Shema Vaya, but also to the Shema Elokim. Because apparently from that we see that even though by Kilas Hashem you only chayiv if you're Mekal the Shema Miyuchad, but the fact that we need to be Mekal Shem Bishem, that in order for one to be chayiv Misa, it's not just that he's Mekal Shem, he uses the Shem Yake Yosi Es Yosi, he's Mekal the Shem Bishem, so that you don't have to be Mekal Bishem Amiyuchad, you have to be Mekal the Shem Amiyuchad, but not Bishem Amiyuchad. So it could be that you're saying that the person said that that Elokim should be Mekal the Shem Avaya. So even if you're Mekal Shem Amiyuchad Al Yidei one of the other Shemos that are Einam Nimchakim, there are seven Shemos that are Einam Nimchakim. That's why we use the term Yosi, which is both a reference to the Shem Avaya as well as to the Shem Elokim. That's the Ha'ara of the Tos Yantif. The Ramah points out, the Ad Ramah points out that there is another Girsa, that it's not Yosi, but Yosa. And Yosa is better than Yosi, he says, because it has three out of the four letters of the Shem Havaya. So that's how the Yad Ramah suggests. He also points out that there are some that are goreis like our girsa Yaka Yosi Es Yosi, and they explain in the name of the Yerushalmi that the Mishnah Dafka picked that because the osios Yud Vav and Yud are begematria Chavav, which is the gematria of the Shem Avaya, and the Samach is added to show that it's a simin to the Shem Avaya. So it's like simin Chavav. That's why we have the name Yosi simin for the gematria of Chavav. It's simin for that Shem Hashem. Now, when we finally get to the end of the case, so we say to the Gadol Shabinayan, Emor Masha Shamata Beferush. Say what you heard and say it explicitly. So the Ran writes, from the Pashtus of the Mishnah, it sounds that the Edim are literally made exactly what they heard. However, the Yerushalmi asks on the Mishnah, the Yerushalmi says, Va'amrin Le Gedaf, meaning a Lashon of Tamiya. How is it possible that we tell the Edim to say exactly what they heard? Then in their Edus itself, they're going to be Megadif Es Hashem. How could we ask them to do that? So the Yerushalmi says, Ela Osa Hashem Sharmarti Lefnechem Oso Kilel Ubo Kilel. We don't actually have them say the exact phrase that they heard to curse the Shem Hashem. They say the Shem Hashem. Keep that in mind. This is the Shem Hashem. Oh, and that name that we mentioned to you, that was the name that they were Mekalel with. But they never actually say what exactly the Megadif said. That's what it sounds like from the Yerushalmi. The Ran just points out, L'chora, the Bavli sounds that way as well from the Sugya later on in Daf Samach. We have a Braisa that someone who's Shomea Mipia Shomea is Chayev L'Kroa. And the Gemara assumes that the reason that the Dayanim have to be Korea is only because of that they're Shomea Mipi Shomea. Now if the Edim themselves were to say the Giduf like the Pashtus of Lashon and Mishnah sounds like, then why would they be only considered a Shomea Mipi Shomea? They themselves heard the Giduf directly from the mouth of the Edim. So maybe that's a Raya that the Bavli holds like the Yerushalmi. But the Ran then says, nah, not really such a good Raya, because it could be that the Edim say the Giduf exactly as they heard it, but still still the Dayanim are only Korea as a Shomea Mipi Shomea, because the Edim don't have Kavana to be Megadim, they just have Kavana to report what they in fact heard. The Rambam in Hilchos Zara quotes the Mishnah exactly the way we have it, does not mention the Yerushalmi, because the Mishnah discusses why it doesn't mention the Yerushalmi, but Pashas is the Rambam Pasan is like that the Bavli is Cholik on the Yerushalmi, and therefore we Paskin like the Bavli, that they actually do report exactly what they said. There's a tshuva in the Tziv in Meshev Davar, Chelik Dalet Siman Nun Gimel, where he asks, why didn't they just write down the Klala on a piece of paper and then say that, what's written there, that's what we heard. And this way they won't have to actually say it. So he suggests that that would be even worse, because then you will have a lasting record of a Klala of Hashem, meaning if you say it, so you say it and it's out, and that's it. There's nowhere to find it, to point to it, to see it. It's gone as soon as the words are said. But when it's written down, to have something written down, that would be a much greater bizayon to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, says Gemara now. Tana, ad sheyivarech shem b'shem. We said that you're only chayiv if one is mevarech the shem with the shem. So minani mili, how do we know that that's true? So Amar Shmuel, da Amar Krav, v'nokev shem, b'nakvel shem you must. So we ask the Gemara, yeah, that's nice that the Pasuk tells us it's shame b'shem, but how do I know that the word nokev means to curse? Mimai dahei nokev lishna divruchehu. Who says the lashon of nokev is the lashon of klala? Dichsiv ma ekov lo kavakel, because the Bilam says, how can I ekov, how can I curse if God doesn't curse them? So you see that the lashon of nokev is a lashon of cursing. And we in fact have the azhara for the Yisr from the following pasuk. Elohim lo sekalel. So based on that, we see that there's an Yisr to curse Shem Hashem. Ask the Gemara, but is that the only possibility of what nokev means? Ve'ema mivrashu. Maybe it means to stab or to pierce. Dichsiv vayikov chor b'dalaso, and over there it clearly means to pierce something. Vasarase mehacha, and the ashara would be from ibadam shemam lo sasum kein l'Hashem Elokeichem, that while we should wipe out the names of avodah zarah, we should not do so to Hashem Elokeichem. So says Gemara, be'in Hashem b'shem v'lecha. If it means to pierce, then how do you explain that you do it to the shame with the shame? How is the shame piercing another shame? It doesn't seem to fit. Ve'ema demanach shnei shemos ha'adadi u'bazalu. No, you could do it. Maybe you put two shemos Hashem, one on top of the other, and you pierce them both, and then you are being nokev shame b'shem. That's how one. That would be the way that one could violate this iser. Says Gemara, who nokev v'chozer v'nokevu. That's not piercing the shame b'shem. That's just piercing the shame twice. But you're not using the shame to pierce the shame. You're just piercing one shame and then the other shame that's right underneath it. Says Gemara, ve'ema dechayuk shame apuma desakina u'bazava. So says Gemara, but maybe there's another way to do it, to be nokev shame b'shem. Maybe it means piercing. It doesn't mean cursing. And what you do is you engrave the Shem Hashem on the edge of a knife, and then you use that knife to pierce through a written Shem Hashem. So you have pierced the Shem Hashem with the Shem Hashem. Says Mar, no, you haven't. No, the sharpness of the knife would be what has pierced the Shem Hashem. It happens to be that that knife has a Shem Hashem written on it, but the Shem Hashem is not what did the piercing. The piercing was done in that instance by the sharpness of the knife. So Ema Prushe Shemehu. Says, well, okay, but maybe there's a third possibility of what nokev means. Maybe nokev doesn't mean to curse, and it doesn't mean to pierce, but it means to say out explicitly, to be mefarish the Shem Hashem. Dichsiv, vayikach Moshe v'Aaron ha'sanashim el asher nakvu b'shemos, that they have enumerated, that they have said beferush with their names. And v'asarasa mehacha, the asar would be from the pasuk, es Hashem elokecha tira. So that would be the asar, and we'd have the onesh. So maybe that's the whole issue. Says Marachadad bin Hashem b'shem v'leka. Certainly, you'd be hard pressed to come up with how that could be done as a shame b'shem. Meaning, how would you do that? A shame b'shem if it's talking about just verbalizing and saying out the shame Hashem. V'od havilei asharas hasei. v'asara saseh lo shma asara. And furthermore, it would be an asara saseh, meaning the asara was not a lo saseh, and an asara saseh is not really a viable asara. So that's why it can't mean being mefaresh the shem Hashem. So we're back to the only real possibility that it means to be mekalel the shem Hashem. It's interesting, the asara we suggest is es Hashem el kachatira. The Meloa Harom says, you know, I could have thought of a better asara. What about lo sisa shem el kach l'shav? Especially if the reason we don't like this is because the asara is an asay, so you could have had a perfectly good asara that's a lo sasay. Lo sisa shem el kach l'shav. The Gemara Brach says that mvarich brach shein etzricha has violated lo sisa. So it could be that that's the asara for shem Hashem v'atala as well, and it's much better than es Hashem el kach l'tira because it's an asay. It's a lo sasay and not an asay. So that's the kasha of the Meloa Harom. Either way, we would reject this possibility anyway, because you still don't have shame bishame, meaning you still have the other problem with saying that this is what it means. Magen Avraham in Simon Reish Tezvav Sivkan Vav quotes a machlokas Rishonim that according to the Rambam, there's nisadar rice of losisa when you say bracha shein etzricha, meaning the idea that the Gemara in Bracha says that losisa is violated when one says bracha shein etzricha, that's not so pasha that it's in violation of nisadar rice. He quotes Shitas our Rambam that yeah, it's nisadar rice, but Tosos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel holds that it's only nisadarabanan. The Gemara quotes a pasuk is only an asmachta. So and the Chaznish points out that even in the Rambam, it's not so pashut that he holds that it's an iser daraisa. It could be that even the Shittas Rambam could be explained that it's an iser derabanan. Okay, so that's a discussion about lo sisa. But says Gemara further, I have another way of knowing that nokev means not to pierce and not to explicate or say explicitly, but rather it means to curse. V'yisema amarkra vayikov vayikalel. It says vayikov vayikalel. So you see that it's a lashon of cursing. L'meimer denokev klalu, and that teaches us that nokev means klala. Frekling marana v'dilma ada avetravayu. Maybe it's listing two things, two independent things, nokev and mekalel, and they are not the same. Those are two separate things, and therefore nokev doesn't mean mekalel. Says mar lo salkadai tuchsiv hotzias amekalel v'loksiv hotzias hanokev amekalel, because it goes on to say hotzias amekalel and doesn't say the nokev and mekalel. So it must be shema mina chadehi, that it's only one thing. So period. So that's the end of the discussion of what the word nokev means. So nokev means to curse, it doesn't mean anything else, and we have two possibilities of how we know that nokev means to curse. Now we're on to the discussion of how what the isser of cursing Shem Hashem is for a Ben Noach and for a Jew, and in what way they differ from each other. So says the Braisa, Tan Rabbanan, ish, matam lomer ish, why does the Pasuk say, matam lomer ish ish, why does the Pasuk say a double lashon of ish ish, l'ra Rabos esa of the chavim shemusharin al birchas Hashem ki Yisrael ve'neragin el b'sayiv, that comes teach us that Bnei Noach are also included in the Yisr. It just happens to be that they only get sayiv for it; they do not get skila. Why? Because shekal misa amur b'Bnei Noach ein el b'sayiv. That's generally the rule that any misa that Bnei Noach have is always going to be b'sayiv. So, frankly, Gemara v'hame hachanafka. Do we learn the din of Ben Noach that curses from the pasuk ish ish mehasam nafka? We derive that from a different pasuk. The pasuk by Adam Rishon, we're going to darshan more fully on Amud Beis, says Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Esa Adam, and the pasuk continues that with each word in the pasuk is used to teach us a different. To teach us a different one of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. But either way, Hashem zu Birkas Hashem. In that pasuk, we use Hashem to teach us the din of Birkas Hashem. So why does the Brice have to darshan it from Ish Ish? But Noach is ready mitzuva from the days of Adam Rishon and Birkas Hashem. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha lo nitzricha ella l'rabos ha'sakinuyin. Now the Brice has to learn from Ish Ish the Isser of a Ben Noach being Mekalel to teach us that a Ben Noach is chayiv even for kinuyei Hashem, that even if he doesn't use the Shema Meforash, he's going to be chayiv alibid Rav Meir, and that only fits according to Rav Meir, who holds that a Yisrael is chayiv Misa when he uses kinuyin. So if you say Yisrael is chayiv Misa when he curses kinuyin of the Shema Hashem, then you could say a Ben Noach is also included from Ish Ish in kinuyin. So from Adam Arishon we learn to be Mekal Shema Meforash is an Isra for Bnei Noach, and then from Ish Ish we learn, at least according to Rabbi Meir, that Bnei Noach are included in Kinuyin as well. Where do we find this sheet of Reb Meir that a Yisrael is chayiv misa for Kinuyin? Titania, we have a brayso that says so. Ish ish ki yikal elokav v'nasach cheto, ma tamalomar. Why does the pasuk say that this onesh v'alok var nemar? Don't we already have v'nokev shem Hashem mos yimas l'fi shenemar v'nokev shem mos yimas yachal lo yechayiv elal shem amyuchad b'vad? From mos yimas, I would only know that you're chayiv for the shem amyuchad, which is actually said in that pasuk that nokev shem Hashem mos yimas. I mean, I the rabbis call it kinuyin. How do I know that the kinuyin are also included, that a Jew is chayiv if he's mekalel the kinuyin as well? Tamalomar ish ki yekalel elokav mikol makom. That teaches us from the word elokav, that's not the shem amyuchad, that all the kinuyei Hashem are also included, and the pasuk right there says v'nokev shem Hashem mos yimas, to teach us that you're chayiv misa even if you're mekalel the kinuy. Divrei Meir, that's Reb Meir shita, that Yisrael is chayiv misa if he's mekalel the kinuy. Chacham say no, Yisrael, there's an asara, but there's no chiv misa on being mekal b'kinuyin, and therefore there's a chiv kares, but not a chiv misas based in, according to the Chachamim. So how does that tell us about what we hold by a guy? Meaning the whole discussion was about a guy. Can we learn from Ish Ish that a guy is chayiv for kinuyin? Because a guy is going to be chayiv misa no matter what he does. A guy is always chayiv misa on any violation of an isra that he has. So it's not mistaber what the Gemara is suggesting. It's not mistaber that according to the Rabbanan, a Jew is only going to be chayiv kares, and from that same pasuk that we derive that a Jew is chayiv kares, a guy is going to be chayiv misa. That's not mistaber. So it must be that we're following the sheet of Reb Meir, where Reb Meir says a Jew is going to be chayiv misa. So good, so a guy will be chayiv misa as well. That is Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's understanding of the machlokas between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Upliga de Rabbi Maisha. But Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's understanding of the Rabbanan, that Yisrael and Ben Noach are not killed for kinuyim, is against Rabbi Maisha. Da'am Rabbi Maisha, Ben Noach shebiruch s'shem b'kinuyim l'rabbanon chayiv. The Rabbanan will hold, Rabbi Maisha says, that is chayiv misa. Ben Noach is chayiv misa for cursing b'kinuyim. My taima, where does he get it from? Da'am HaKrak, because the pasuk says, Kager ka ezrach, and the pasuk continues, Benokvo shame, you must. That a Jew, that the Yisrael Mekalel is said both by Yisrael Gomor and by Gerim. And l'chora, that's true of all mitzvahs in the Torah. So what's the Torah teaching us? Ger ve'ezrach hu debi inan benokvo shame, avalovik chav ma'afilu bikinui. That only by a ger ve'ezrach are you chayiv dafka if it's benokvo shame. Dafka by using the shame amyuchad. But by ovdei kochavim, they're going to be chayiv even for kinui. So the way Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha understood it is if the Rabbanan are going to say that a Jew is not going to be chayiv misa on a kinoi, memelo goy is also not going to be chayiv misa on a kinoi. But the way Rabbi Maisha understands the Rabbanan is that a Jew is not chayiv misa on a kinoi, but a goy is chayiv misa on a kinoi. And the way Rabbi Meir, the Tana Rabbi Meir, understood according to all the Amoraim, is that both a Jew and a goy are chayiv misa on a kinoi. So says Gemara of Rabbi Meir, haiki. So what does Reb Meir learn from Kiger Ke'ezrach? There's some sort of din, l'chora, that only applies to Yisrael and not a Ben Noach. According to Reb Meir, they're all chayiv misa, even on a kinoi. So what's the din that only applies to Yisrael and not a Ben Noach? So the Gemara says, Ger Ve'ezrach Peskila, Avalov Chav Mesayif. The din is that a Ger Ve'ezrach is chayiv skila, but an Ovichav is chayiv sayif. I might have thought that since Goyim are included from the phrase ish in being chayiv on kinuyim, so we should include them in the parsha exactly like Yisrael's chiyuv is, so kamash milan. That's why the pasuk has to take it back a little bit and say keger ke'ezrach benak v'shem yimas. No, dafka ger ve'ezrach, dafka a regular Yisrael gets skila. A nachri is going to get sayif like he always gets. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha lived Rabbanan. Now going back to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's understanding of the sheet of the Rabbanan, that both Yisrael and Ben Noach, who are mekalel b'kinoy, are not chayiv misa, it's an azhara, they're only chayiv kares, haiki ger ka'ezrach mayavadlei. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's understanding of the Rabbanan is that also a Jew and a Ben Noach have the same din, but it's a different din than Reb Meir held. Reb Meir held the chayiv misa. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, libid Rabbanan, holds that they're only chayiv kares, but it's the same din. So what is the pasuk teaching me when it says kager ka'ezrach to distinguish a Jew from a Ben Noach? What exactly is the distinction between a Jew and a Ben Noach? What do you do with kager ka'ezrach? So Gemara says ger ve'ezrach hu debinan shem b'shem. He'll understand that a Jew is only chayiv if he curses the shame b'shame. But by a ben noach, there's no such requirement that it has to be shame b'shame. So ask Gemara, ish ish lamali. According to the Rabbanan, when it says ish ish, if you're not going to darshan it like Rabbi Meir does, to teach me that a guy is also chayiv misa for kinuyim, just like a Jew, so what are you going to do with ish ish? So dibra Torah, kelashem b'nei adam. Yeah, ish ish is just the Torah speaking, kelashem b'nei adam. It's not there to teach me any special din. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa, a famous brisa. This is the brisa that lists sheva mitzvos nitztavu b'nei noach, the seven mitzvos that b'nei noach are mitzuva in. Right, what's the mnemonic for it? I think it's the big three, and then aleph, beis, gimel, dalet, right? The big three, and then you have Eivor Menachai, Birkas Hashem, and Gezel, and Dinim, right? Those are the, and the big three, are, of course, are Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, Shefichas Damim. So what are they? Dinim, Birkas Hashem, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, Shefichas Damim, Gezel, and Eivor Menachai. Those are the Sheva Mitzvos, B'nei Noah. Rabbi Hananya ben Gamla or ben Gamliel Omer Af al Hadam Minachai. They're also included in Isser of Dam Minachai. Rabbi Chidka Omer Af al Asirus. They're also included in the Isser of Sirus. This is a very critical machlokas halacha lemaisa, whether B'nai Noach or Mitzuvah in Sirus, because people like to buy dogs for some reason. And when they buy a dog, they have to get them neutered, if otherwise they're going to be extremely aggressive. So what do you do? How can you get a dog neutered? So some suggest, well, have a guy do it. So what kind of Isser is it to have a guy do it? Is it an Isser of Amir La'akum, which would be an Isser Dirabanan, or is it an Isser Da'araisa of Lifnei Iver, because he's Mitzuvah and Sirus as well? So if he's Mitzuvah and Sirus, it would be an Isser Da'araisa. If he's not Mitzuvah and Sirus, it would only be Amir La'akum, which would be an Isser Dirabanan, which would still be Asr, but then you have more to work through, try to figure out if there's a way to do a Sirus that's only a Sirus Midrabanan, you know, a way to do an Amira La'amira, this kind of thing. So that's that hinges on a largely on this issue of, do we include Sirus as one of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach? Rabbi Shimon Omer Af al HaKishuv. Rabbi Shimon says they're including Kishuv as well, and Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol HaOmer Parshas Kishuv Ben Noach Muzra Lav. Not just Kishuv, but everything it says in the Parsha of Kishuv B'nei Noach Muzran. Lo Yimatzi B'cha Mavir B'no Ubito Be'esh Kosim Ksamim Ma'onein Menachesh U'machashef V'chover Chover V'shol Ovi Yedoni. We're going to discuss later the details of all of these violations. V'dori Shalamesim. All of these are different forms of necromancy and other sorts of fortune telling and things like that. All of them, Gayim are included in all of them. And the Torah says that's why the Gayim are going to be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, because they violated all of these Toevos. What do you mean they violated all these Toevos? Who told them they're not allowed to do it? Obviously they're not allowed to do it, because they would not get punished for it if it was something that was permissible for them. So you see that everything that's included in that Parsha, B'nai Noach HaMetzuvin, Rav Lozo, Omer Afala Klai, that not only are B'nai Noach Mitzuvah in everything we mentioned, but also Klayim as well, that they're included in the Yisr of Klayim. Whoa, there are lots of types of Klayim. There, if you learn through Masechus Klayim, there's Kilei Begadim, there's Kilei Ilanos, there's Kilei Zroyim, there's Kilei Akerim, there's all sorts of Klayim. So the Gemara elaborates, Mutar B'nai Noach, Lilbosh Klayim, Ulezroa Klayim. They're allowed to wear Shatnes, and they're allowed to plant Klayim. The only Isser for B'nai Noach, as far as Klayim is concerned, is mating two unlike animals, and harkavasi ilan, of a grafting tree. So mina animili, how do I know that to be the case? Am Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Krave, Etzav Hashem Elokim ala Adam lemor, mikol etzagan achol tochel. So this mina animili is going back on all Sheva mitzvot. So actually, before we get to that mina animili, how we're going to derive from that pasuk all the Sheva mitzvot, just a point or two before we get there. The Rambam writes in the ninth paragraph of Hilchos Malachim that Adam HaRishon was only mitzuva on six out of the seven mitzvot. B'nei Noach was Nesel B'nei Noach, but not for Adam. I mean, Eivor Menachai was Nesel B'nei Noach, but not to Adam Rishon. Eivor Menachai is the exception. That Adam Rishon was Chayiv in all the other six except for Eivor Menachai. Why? Why not Eivor Menachai? So the Kesef Mishnah explains. We're going to have a Gemara later on in Daf Nun Tes that Adam Rishon was not allowed to eat meat. period. If he wasn't allowed to eat meat, it goes without saying that you don't need an iser of Eivor Min HaChai, and that's why he's not included in the iser of Eivor Min HaChai. Rashi and Tosfos seem to assume, Tosfos here in Daf Nun Vav and Beis and Dibra Maschel Achol, and Rashi and Nun Zayin Amin Aleph, that Adam Rishon was Aser in Eivor Min HaChai, and the iser of him to eat meat was Lahamis V'Lechol, was to kill and to eat. But if it died on its own, the Adam Rishon was allowed to eat meat, and therefore the Isra of Eivor Min HaChai had to be also that even if a limb fell off on its own, he's not allowed to eat it. Forget about taking a limb, but the Isra of Eivor Min HaChai for Adam Rishon meant to remove a limb on his own. The idea that the Rambam writes though that Adam Rishon was ready mitzuva in pretty much all of the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, as Mishnah writes, that you have to assume that the Rambam understands the drasha we're about to say in the Gemara, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Ala Adam, that we darshan all seven mitzvahs from that. So he says the Rambam must understand that it's only an asmachta, because if we darshan manavshuch, if we darshan that it's a real drasha, then all seven mitzvahs should apply to Adam Rishon. This was a pasuk to Adam Rishon, so it must be that it's only an asmachta. The Ad Ramah says that no, we actually darshan the Sheva mitzvahs. It's a drasha gemura. In fact, the Sefer Zeri Yitzchak asks on the Kesef Mishnah that the Gemara had said v'hame we said, do we really learn Birkas Hashem from Ish Ish? I thought we learned it from Vayitzav Hashem Zu Birkas Hashem. How can you ask such a kasha if it's only an asmachta? You can only ask a kasha if it's a real drasha gemura, not if it's an asmachta. So maybe you have to say the Gemara means that just like by the other mitzvos Bnei Noach, we're so meich on the Kabbalah that we have that they're chayiv in these mitzvos, even though there's no clear makor min haTorah. So by this of Birkas Hashem, the Kabbalah should have been enough. We shouldn't have needed Ish Ish. That weren't really actually asking from the pasuk, but anyway, that's the issue over here. Is this drasha we're about to quote a real drasha or not? So let's see the drasha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Damakra Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Ala Adam Lemor Mikol Eitz Hagan Achol Tochel Vayitzav Elu Adinim. Vayitzav is a reference to dinim. How do I know that? V'cheinu Omer V'kiyadat of Leman Asher Yitzav Es Banav, and it says to do Mishpat Utzdaka. So we see that dinim is Vayitzav Hashem Zubirkas Hashem, like we said in Amar Aleph. How do I know that? V'cheinu Omer V'nokev Shem Hashem Mosimas Elokim Zu Avodas Kochavim. That's a reference to Avodas Zor. V'cheinu Omer Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim. Allah Adam Zu Shvichas Damim. When we have the phrase Allah Adam, that's a reference to Shvichas Damim. V'cheinu Omer Shofech Dam Ha'adam. Then Lemor, the word Lemor, Zugile Arayos. V'cheinu Omer Lemor Hein Yishalach Ish Hashishto V'alchamei Tov Aysa Li Ish Acher. So you see that's a reference to Gile Arayos, Teish Hashish. Mikol Eitz Hagan, that phrase Mikol Eitz Hagan, that Adam was allowed to eat from Kol Eitz Hagan, V'lo Gezel. You see from there that not Gezel, that he's also in Gezel. Achol tochel, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that, because that's just the mashmos of the pasuk itself. Achol tochel, the phrase in the pasuk, you can eat, velo Eivor Min HaChai. Yeah, you can eat mikol Eitz Hagan, but you're not allowed to eat Eivor Min HaChai. So that is those are the Sheva mitzvos, all encapsulated in one pasuk that was said to Adam Arishon. The Ran asked the Kasha, why do I need to learn the Isra of Gilei Arayos from Bnei Noach? From this pasuk, Lemor being Gilei Arayos, the Isra Arayos is pretty much beferish in the Torah. The Torah says, Al kein yazov ish esaviv vesimo v'davak b'ishto. And we're going to learn from there the dinim of Arayos from Bnei Noach. We're going to have that in tomorrow's daf and the next day's daf. So why do I need this drasha at all for the dinim of Arayos? So the Ran suggests that the Iker Isra of Arayos we can't learn from this pasuk because it's not the words of Hashem to Adam Rishon, it's Adam Rishon himself saying it to Chava. It's only after we learn the Icarus of Arayos from this Pasuk, which are Divrei Hashem LaAdam, we could then learn from the Pasuk what exactly the Gedarim and the Dinim of Arayos are. So we need initially a Pasuk that actually is Hashem talking to Adam Rishon to tell me the basic Isser of Arayos, and then as Adam reports it to Chava, we could figure out what the rules of Arayos are. Kiyasa Rabbi Yitzchak Tani Ibcha. Rabbi Yitzchak had the same Sheva Mitzvos, but he derived it differently. Vayitzav Zu Avod Chavim. Elohim Zudinin. He flipped Vayitzav and Elohim. Bishlama Elohim Zudinin Dichsiv Vinikram Valabayas El Elohim. We find the word Elohim refers to judges. El Vayitzav Zu Avod Zara, my Mashma. Where do you find Vayitzav as a reference to Avod Zara? Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. So that's a machlokas, how we know Vayitzav refers to Avod Zara. Chadomer Saruma Herman Adar Chasher Tzivisim Asulem Begomer. Vechadomer Ashuk Ephraim Rotzitz Mishpat Kiol Halach Achrei Tzav. So my benai, what's the difference between them? Either way, you see that Vayitzav is a reference to Avodah Zarah. So what difference does it make which pasuk you derive it from? Ika benai, akum sha'asa Avodah Zarah v'lo shtachvela. When is the goy chay for Avodah Zarah? What if he made an Avodah Zarah, but he has not yet worshipped the Avodah Zarah? Is he already chay? So the man yamar asu. If you learn from pasuk that says asu, so you see mishas asiya mechayiv, that the guy is already chayiv from the time that he creates, that he forms, that he fashions the avodah zarah. Lamandi amar ki hoel halach ad da azil basra upalachla. Then it would have to be that he actually goes and worships the avodah zarah, but for making the avodah zarah alone, he would not be chayiv. That's the nafkamina between them. Amar Rava, umiikal demand yamar akum shasa avodah zarah v'lo shtach v'lo chayiv. Is there anyone that really holds that a guy who just makes an avodah zarah and doesn't actually worship it is going to be chayiv? V'atanya ba'akum dvarm shebezin shal yisol memisn alein benoach musar alein. Ein bezin shal yisol memisn alein, ein benoach musar alein. That guy is only going to be chayiv misa for something that a bezin shal yisrael is musaran. L'mutei mai, lav l'mutei akum shasa avodah zarah v'lo shtach v'lo. And isn't this coming to tell us that case is exactly an example where a guy is not going to be chayiv misa if he only makes the avodah zarah but doesn't do anything with it? Says Gemara, no, that's not the case we're trying to allude to. No, the case which we're trying to refer to over here is Amrav Papa lo lemute gifu finishuk. We're talking about someone who hugs and kisses an avodah zarah. Gifu finishuk demai. What kind of hugging and kissing? Ilei mekadarka. If that's its form of worship, this avodah zarah is supposed to be hugged and supposed to be is meant to be hugged and kissed by its ovdim. So barkatalu, of course you chayiv misa. You're being ovid the avodah zarah kedarka, as we learn about in great detail in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Elum ute shalo kedarka. No, it must come to exclude a case of shalo kedarka where it's not the derech avodah bekach to be megafef umenashek the avodah zarah. The Aruch Lener raises an issue. The Rambam paskins in the ninth parak of Hilchos Malachim that even on things that ain bezin shel Yisrael memisna lein, like making an avodah zarah, a ben Noach is musar. It's just that he's not nerag on it. So the Aruch Lener points out from this brisa that we just quoted, it sounds like things that bezin shel Yisrael is not memis, a ben Noach is not musar. So where does Rambam get the idea to paskin that a ben Noach is Musar, even though Bezin Shal Yisrael is not Mamis on it? So he suggests that the Rambam is Moda, that things that Bezin Shal Yisrael are not Mamis, and Ben Noach is not Musar. But since there's a machlokes in the Gemara by Asiyas of Avodah Zarah, whether or not a Ben Noach is Nerag on Asiyas of Avodah Zarah, and you can't be Machria like one Shita over the other, because we don't know, so the Rambam paskins Misafik, he better not do it, but Misafik will also not going to kill him. So the Rambam is not saying a clear psak that that's the rule, is that a ben Noach is musar but not killed. No, the rule is he either is musar and killed or he's not musar at all. We're just not sure which one it is. So ben Noach wants to know, can I be in the business of fashioning, of making an avodah zarah? I never plan on worshipping it. The halachic psak he's going to get is no, don't do it, misafik, safik darais al-chumra. If he does it, can we kill him? No, because we don't know. We don't know if he violated the yisur or not. Says more further, Dinim Bnei Noach ifkid, was Dinim something that was already commanded in the days of Bnei Noach? Vatanya Eser mitzvos nistav Yisrael b'mara. There were 10 mitzvos that Bnei Yisrael got in Mara. Sheva shekiblu aleihem Bnei Noach. The 7 that were already given to Bnei Noach, and then vosifu aleihem 3 additional ones. Dinim v'shabbos v'kibud aveim. So Dinim is one of the additional ones beyond the Sheva mitzvos. Dinim duchsev sham samlo chokumishpat. Shabbos Shabbos for Kibbutz Avim, the Chesiv Kasher Tzivch Hashem Elokecha. By Shabbos and Kibbutz Avim, in the Aseret Dibros, it says Kasher Tzivch Hashem Elokecha, referring to back when Hashem commanded it. When did Hashem command it? If it wasn't at the Aseret Dibros, it must have been in Mara. V'am Ravido Kasher Tzivcha b'Mara. So the Gemara is going to have four ways of resolving this. What exactly did we get in Mara related to dinim? So number one, number of Nachman, number of Ravuah, lo nitzcha ela eid of eid masra. The general notion of dinim b'nei Noach already got. The idea that you need a Sanhedrin, you need Edim, you need Asra'a, that we only got in Mara. Yachi mai v'osif aleyan dinin. Why is it v'osif aleyan dinin? It should have said v'osif aleyan dayanin, or something like that, something more specific. Ella, second possibility, amar avala nitzcha, ella dine knasos. What we got in Mara is dine knasos. That's not included in basic dinim. Akati v'osifu bidinin mi bayalei. Then it should have said that we added to the dinim that we already had. So Ella, third possibility, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov lo nitzcha lahoshev beizim b'chol pelech b'chol chol yir v'ir. That what we got in Mara was the requirement to set up batei din everywhere, not just to have a system, but set it up everywhere. V'abnei Noach lo ifkud. What, Goyim not commanded in that? V'atayin k'shem shen nesav Yisrael lahoshev batei din b'chol pelech b'chol chol yir v'ir. Kach nesav b'nei Noach lahoshev batei din b'chol pelech b'chol yir v'ir. That Goyim are also included in that requirement as well. So fourth possibility, what changed at Mara? No, nothing changed at Mara. The Tana that assumes that at Mara we first got dinim is in line with the Tana de Be'menashu, who thinks that dinim is not one of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. The Mapik Dach Va'ayil Sach, that takes out from the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach as we have it the dinim, which is referred to over here as Dach, meaning Dalil Chaf. He takes out Dinim and Birchas Hashem Va'ayil Sach, and puts in their place Klayim and Sirus. So that's Samach and Chaf. The Tanit Be'im Nasha, Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach, his list of Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach are Avod Zar, Gilerai, Shvich Zdamim, Gezel, Ve'Evim Menachai, Sirus U'Klayim. So you see that Dinim is not on his list. So that's the Brisa that tells us that we only got dinim in Mara is in line with that Bnei Noach were not mitzvah. Bnei Noach inami. If you hold that Bnei Noach were mitzvah, then what we got in Mara does not include dinim. Okay, we'll stop there. Tomorrow we'll pick up with what Adam Harishon was mitzvah in.